Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Emil.
I just got some free time, so I just wanted to quickly explain the situation.
Okay.
So what happened was on the first part, 'cause so I had an exam for math, right? And it has two different parts to it. So I was told that, it would be 90 or $80, so I just sent 90, just extra $10 to for a little bit extra.
Okay.
And they did the assignment for me, the first part of it, and then they told me that they also did the second part, and they sent me a whole file with like all the answers and all that kind of stuff for the second part of the test, which is the written part. So pretty much he got a 29 out of 60 for the first part, and then for the second part, he told me he did it, but he sent me like a file with the different answers that weren't really like the same as, the questions that were asked on the test. So I wanted to ask if he could do the second part of the test again for me, because he didn't send me the right answers the first time. And he's saying that he doesn't think he has enough time to do it.
Well, see, actually the thing is that my job is to just place the order and forward it to the expert department, okay, with the sales on the first time sales go through me, okay. Once it's placed, the expert takes over. Now, I gave you the number of expert, okay. You can talk directly to them and tell them what's going wrong with the work. But as far as you're telling me that they did the second part too, in that same payment, I don't know how they did it, but usually they don't. But if they did it, just tell them to revise it. Simple as that.
Okay, well, yeah, so I mean, they were supposed to do it, I think, for the second part, because they already told me, since it's the same test, it's not like a whole different test, it's the same test, just a little bit different part. Like, you have to write it. There's a part where you have to do multiple choice, and then a part where you have to write it, and they told me
Yeah,
that.
I understand that part. So if he did it and you're saying he did it wrong, so just tell him to do it again, he'll do it. But you're telling me that it's the time was less or what, like they need time, give them time, like they don't do work on the spot. If you tell them to do something that is due like in an hour or a half hour and you have to start it right away, they won't do it. You need to inform
Okay.
them like at least 1 hour before or half an hour before them, because one expert has a lot of working day, okay? They are assigned for at least 8 to 10 orders, 8 to 10 exams on one day. So if there is a lot of work from one customer, then they don't take any other work. So if he has done yours, just tell him to revise that. If there is time, if there is an hour or so for the written work, he'll do it again. Not an issue.
Okay, well, the thing is, right, for the written part, you know how you have to click start, like you have to go on there and you click the start button, and then it gives you 1 hour. As soon as you click the start button, it gives you 1 hour to complete the quiz. And he never clicked start on it, so I don't even understand where he sent me the answers he sent me, because you have to click start to even see the questions. So when I went on there, I clicked start myself, because I was like, oh, I was like confused, because he was supposed to click start and he never clicked it. And so I clicked it myself, and then the timer started, and it said 1 hour left to do it. But obviously, at that point I started it myself, and now it has a 1 hour until to do. And so I asked him, "Can you do it, since you didn't do it the first time? You just sent me like a random file with different answers on it. So can you just do it for me?" And yeah, he wasn't able to, I guess, if he's busy or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, because you shouldn't have started that on the spot. I mean, they should have started by themselves. See, if he submitted you the file and that he hasn't even started that one, you should have told him that this is the second part. Click here and the second part will be started. They would have done that way. Now, if you were saying that you started it in like 20, 25 minutes before and it was only for 1 hour, then I don't think we have enough time left, even if I call them and tell them to do it. So sadly, I think 10 minutes left for the work to be done. I don't think we have enough time to get it done.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
If there were some extra time available or at least an hour, or if you wouldn't have started it, I would have told them to click start and get started on the work. But now I don't think we have 10 to 15 minutes they'll be able to do the work. You can talk to them directly as well. I shared the number. You can share the concern with them too. But still, if you want, I can talk with them too. But if there is no time, I don't think they'll be able to do it.
Let me check how long it has left.
Yeah, I mean, if it said 1 hour for the work and now it's only like 15, 20 minutes left, then obviously the expert won't touch it because they get paid for it, and if they do it wrong, they have to return the money. So obviously they don't take the work if it's very risky and in the end.
Have you got any other work?
This exam, this thing is obviously gone rogue and this has gone bad. So if there's something else, any other assignment that I can get done.